The United States is a country of immigrants. In addition to the 308 million people that call the United States home, roughly 11 million illegal aliens are here as well. The border security advocates say that the United States government has struggled with the immigration issue for decades. They say that 1986 immigration reform proved detrimental to the United States, and as a result, there was a huge influx of illegal immigrants. Now, in 2012, the country is facing the same problem. The Obama administration is moving to address illegal aliens in a way that it believes is best. However, other experts believe his plans will only encourage more illegal aliens to come to the United States. They propose that blocking access to jobs for those in the country illegally is the only way to confront and control immigration. President Obama has issued an executive order that secures illegal immigrants between the ages of 15 to 30 from being deported. The president's proposal will allow up to 1.4 million undocumented youth apply for work visas. This provision is very similar to the DREAM Act that was defeated in the previous Congress. As long as these individuals obtain a high school diploma or GED, they are welcome to stay in the United States. Here's what President Obama said earlier this summer.
Over the next few months, eligible individuals who do not present a risk to national security or public safety will be able to request temporary relief from deportation proceedings and apply for work authorization. This is not amnesty. This is not immunity. This is not a path to citizenship. It's not a permanent fix. This is a temporary stopgap measure that lets us focus our resources wisely while giving a degree of relief and hope to talented, driven, patriotic young people.
Israel Ortega is an immigration expert from the Heritage Foundation. He explains what he believes will result from this executive order.
I think what unfortunately is going to happen is you're going to encourage more people to come here illegally. And that was one of the big things that happened in 86, which was that we were going to do this and then illegal immigration was going to come down. And that obviously didn't happen. So I think, again, we have to go back to the business of creating more ways for people to immigrate here legally and less ways for people to immigrate here illegally. And until we change that conversation, until we change that approach, where we continue to reward more illegal immigration, we're going to continue being in this perpetual cycle.
It was just in September 2011 that the president said that he could not pass the DREAM Act because there are laws on the books that he must enforce. He said those same laws prevent him from enacting his agenda. However, less than a year later, Obama has changed his stance. Roy Beck, the founder and CEO of Numbers USA, a civil and educational forum on illegal immigration, says that the president has gone back on his word.
Well, this is a gigantic flip-flop on the president of the United States. I mean, a year ago, he said it would be improper. It would not be right for him to unilaterally decide not to enforce these parts of the immigration law.
Not only does Beck contend the president changed his mind on the issue, but he says Obama is all but hanging a welcome sign at the United States borders.
What really is bad about this order, though, is that he's basically saying to everybody, come on in and register, and I'm going to give you a legal residency. And even worse, I'm going to give you a work permit. So all of a sudden, he's going from deciding not to deport certain people to, I'm going to reward you. I'm going to give you a work permit, and I'm going to now add 1 million to 2 million illegal aliens into the legal workforce to compete with millions of under 30 age Americans who are looking for a job and can't find one.
Beck alleges that the president's order is allowing future generations of illegal immigrants to gain easy access to the United States with the support of family members already here. He notes that there is no way to stop people between the ages of 15 and 30 from coming to the United States right now to claim that they were brought here at a young age. Ira Millman, a director at the Federation for American Immigration Reform, agrees that something must be done to prevent illegal immigrants from coming to the United States so easily in the future.
Basically, the president is shredding the constitutional separation of powers doctrine here. On a policy issue, what he is doing is encouraging and inducing further illegal immigration in the expectation that we will do this over and over again. If we somehow believe that we have a moral responsibility to provide some kind of legal status for people who are brought here as children, those who are here now, we will have precisely that same obligation in 5 or 10 years from now when the next generation of people who are brought here, you know, reach the age of majority.
The fact is that these young immigrants that are being allowed to stay in the United States means that they will be competing in the same job market as hardworking Americans. This creates further problems for the United States during a crippled economy and job market. Melman says one way to deter those wishing to come to the United States illegally would be to make it clear that there are no benefits in doing so. He says the United States must prove to those who would potentially come here illegally that there are no advantages in coming to the United States unless they do so lawfully.
If you make it clear to illegal aliens that you're not going to benefit by remaining in the country illegally, you're not going to get a job, and that's where E-Verify comes in. You're not going to be able to access non-emergency, non-essential benefits and services. If you remove all the incentives for people to come and remain, then what you will see is a lot of people who decide it's time to go home.
One more thing that can be done to secure jobs for Americans and prevent those here illegally from obtaining jobs is the process of e-verification. E-Verify is a process in which employers compare employee information to U.S. government records. If the information matches, then the employee becomes eligible to work. However, if there is a mismatch, the employer cannot hire the individual until the information matches correctly. Experts such as Beck agree that E-Verify must be implemented and enforced in the United States. The main reason people come to the United States illegally is to work, says Beck. And E-Verify encourages immigrants to apply for citizenship while earning money to support themselves.
The number one thing that needs to be done on illegal immigration is to take away the jobs magnet. The job magnet pulls millions of people here to break the law, overstay their visas, cross the border illegally, and the jobs magnet is what keeps them here. We won't stop illegal immigration, but it will become so small that we won't even hardly worry about it anymore if illegal aliens can no longer get payroll jobs. E-Verify has demonstrated it when it's done in a bold and aggressive way that it will take away that jobs magnet.
While Border Patrol officials have recently been downsized and defense on the nation's border is dwindling, the appeal of coming to the United States illegally could be lowered if those planning to come to the United States know that they will have an issue finding work. Melman recognizes that the appeal that the United States offers to potential illegal immigrants can be taken away if people are informed of the trouble they may face upon coming to the U.S.
Illegal aliens are very rational people. They are not going to take the trouble to come across the border illegally, especially in some hostile terrain, if they don't believe that something better is waiting for them on the other side. And if they believe that the employer is going to run a verification to make sure that they're legally entitled to work in this country, that is a pretty good reason not to come across that border. And once you reduce the traffic, then the personnel that you have down there can be much more effective at stopping those people who are coming over for other reasons.
Immigration is an important issue because it affects every aspect of American life. Immigration has had an impact on education, health care, government budgets, employment, crime, and countless other issues. Although illegal immigration costs U.S. taxpayers about $113 billion a year at the federal, state, and local level, people do care about those here illegally. Beck recognizes that the welfare of illegal aliens is an issue. However, individuals must continue to look out for themselves, especially in a time of economic turbulence.
Apparently, the majority of Americans are sympathetic to these kids. If you have somebody who truly was brought here at a young age, they were brought here before the age of 10, they've been here 10, 15 years, yeah, it's pretty tough to say they ought to go back home. But why were they in this situation? They were in this situation because their parents were allowed to illegally hold U.S. jobs for 10, 15 years.
While Obama is supportive of deporting those convicted of a crime, the number of people coming to work with the potential of committing a crime greatly exceeds the number of those being deported because of a conviction. Over 25% of today's federal prison population is made up of illegal aliens. Throughout the West Coast and Midwest, illegal aliens commit 12% of felonies, 25% of burglaries, and 34% of thefts that are reported. Melman agrees that while convicted illegal aliens should be deported, those innocent of a crime should not be granted amnesty because they are here illegally.
He's made it very clear that the only people he's interested in removing are people with criminal records here in the United States. And what he has done in the past few weeks is weakened that second line of defense. What he is saying is that if you can get past the Border Patrol at the border, you're pretty much home free. There's going to be no second line of defense.
Immigrants are an essential component of our workforce and will continue to be so whether they come here legally or illegally. It is healthy to have competition in the job market. However, this does not make it right to look the other way on the immigration issue. Experts agree that the government needs to monitor the influx of immigrants by protecting our borders and mandating businesses to enforce E-Verify. Otherwise, there could be a lot of trouble ahead for the United States and an increasing problem with illegal aliens. Reporting for Radio America, I'm Morgan Wampler. I'm Morgan Wampler of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.